Cesspool 151. It's Jay Foss. I'm here with the self-proclaimed sexy gentleman, El Tejon. Can we start off the show by giving a shout out to that guy in Ireland who plowed into Conor McGregor while he was riding his bike? That guy could have been a fucking hero. He would have had statues and murals, at least outside my house, of the guy if he could have finished the fucking job. I would like to think if I ever saw Conor McGregor riding down my poverty-riven streets, that maybe I would track him down and finish the job, you know?
I mean, but you got to be careful because he's going to start launching, like, Apple Irish whiskey bottles at you and shit.
Yeah. I mean, he did punch that old man right in the face and nothing happened. So, it's a dangerous guy.
Right.
Also, and I don't know how big of a South Park fan you are, but their last episode was very good. They had a Canadian character depicting Meghan Markle. And who's that Firecrotch guy? The, you know, Daniel or Doug, or who's the other one that she married? You know,
Harry? Jamarcus. Harry?
Is it Harry the Firecrotch?
Yes.
Okay, well, they had a couple Canadian characters depicting him. Great, great episode. But I guess they got really mad about it, of course.
I think I heard about this.
It was very funny. Them storming onto TV shows and everywhere demanding their privacy.
Right, yeah, that was the big thing. They take to mass media to ask for privacy.
Yeah, and that's what they did this whole show.
So ironical.
South Park's good with that stuff. They'll nail you, and then when you see it, you're like, what? That's not us. Yeah. That's you guys.
That's exactly you.
So anyway, Prince Harry and Prince William once received two tiny blue boxes, which contained their dead mother, Princess Diana's hair. In stark detail with his memoir, Harry writes that his aunt, Sarah, handed him the boxes. He writes, Aunt Sarah explained that while in Paris, she clipped two locks from Mummy's head. And Mummy is, you know, it's mom, but they say it. Mummy. Like it's a wrapped up fucking Egyptian person. I mean, you have your mom's hair right now and she's still alive, right?
Right.
Yeah. I have it because I've been tugging on it. The riches has strange things people actually put in their will. You got a will?
I do not.
Well, you're going to need one by the end of the night. So you need to write one up.
Shit.
An entire estate to strangers. If you're a wealthy figure, leaving your entire estate in your will isn't really strange, but it would be considered out of the ordinary to leave your entire estate to strangers. He chose the people by selecting 70 names from a phone book. They were notified after he passed away that he'd left them his estate. Do they still do that shit where they'll freeze your fucking head so you can thaw out and be rocking in like year 3000 and shit?
I believe there's some cryo companies that have done that. There's actual frozen people.
You're going to do that?
Hell no.
Well, okay, so my other question is, when they freeze you, because, like, you know, our primes were past them, I would say, really past them.
Right. You really want to come back in this form?
Well, I'd rather come back in this form than what it's going to be in about 30 fucking years. So, I mean, do you wait till you're fucking old and then you're like, you know what, let's freeze this? I don't know. Just a conundrum for you 21-year-olds out there.
Yeah. Just go ahead and get frozen now.
Some guy left $12 million for a dog.
See, what the fuck? What's a dog going to do with money?
Buy food, buy chew toys.
Yeah, he's going to go.
He's going to do it. Well, I mean, what breed? You know what breed?
I have no idea.
There's some smart fucking breeds out there.
Well,
just because you got a retarded lap dog don't mean the rest of us have to fucking
hey,
do that.
Hey, listen, it's a special
And needs. How do you know? Maybe it was his dog, like DMX or some shit.
Oh, shit.
See what I'm saying? He left $12 million to his dog.
To DMX? I wonder what DMX is doing with that money right now.
Not a lot. It's getting a lot of interest. 10 weird things that could get you arrested. You've been arrested.
What? Allegedly.
Charging your phone on a train, North London, because, you know, hello, no, don't do that, governor. Charging an iPhone on London over a ground train, a policeman approached him and accused him of taking the electricity illegally. Can't do that over there.
Really?
Can't do it. This guy got arrested to, he was pretending to be a ghost. He was making ghostly noise. He was in a graveyard making ghostly noises, which is what? Like the real cartoonish, ooh, like that kind of bullshit? Right. Or what? He was arrested in Portsmouth. After having a few drinks, he went to the graveyard with a friend. They started kicking a football. He was seen throwing himself backwards, waving his arm and saying, woo. I don't, maybe not like Ric Flair, but like a ghost. He was charged with using threatening and abusive words or behavior likely to cause distress. This guy wore a t-shirt saying, I have drugs. 50-year-old guy from Florida attracted police with a shirt that says, who needs drugs? No, seriously, I have drugs. This was not a prank or a joke, as it was later found out that he was carrying methamphetamine on him.
Oh. Interesting marketing strategy there.
A 45-year-old policeman in Texas was arrested for hitting and farting on a fellow officer's face. The crimes happened in 2 days. On the first day, he walked up to the victim, kicked him while laughing. The second day, he hit him with a notebook on the head, flicked his ear, and farted in his face. He was charged with assault, a crime that can lead to 1 year in jail and a $4,000 fine. 26-year-old Brian Paul from Leavenworth, fucking Kansas. Here we go. We've met a lot of people from Leavenworth.
Have we met Brian?
I mean, sure. We've met him. We know him. He was charged after he had kidnapped his friend Spider. Makes sense. It's Leavenworth. He had been watching the pet spider at his house for a friend. And when the pet owner asked him for his fucking spider back, he began making demands for money. Oh, he took it hostage. He indicated that he wanted to keep the spider. And he said, I will not give you the spider unless you give me $100 or he will shoot the spider.
Damn.
Yeah.
What the fuck the spider do, man?
The victim called the police who arrested him. He was found guilty and ordered to serve 14 months in jail for the crime. God, could you imagine you get your AR out and you're like, I'm going to fucking shoot this spider.
Jesus.
18-year-old Charles Ross from Florida is known for videotaping pranks and posting them on YouTube. He was, however, arrested one time for giving wedgies outside of a movie theater. Police said that Ross would grab people by the back of their pants and pull them up hard. He was arrested on battery charges. He said anyone he offended, he was only playing a joke on them. You ever gotten a wedgie?
I've gotten wedgies. I've given wedgies.
That was a really early in the life thing, though. That was a really
right. That was
thing.
Like grade school.
Yeah.
I don't typically hang out outside of like Home Depot and.
Yeah. And usually nowadays when I'm grabbing a guy's underwear, it's usually by the teeth. You know what I'm saying, dog? Lookout parrot. A parrot from Colombia named Lorenzo. You know this guy? The parrot?
I do.
Yeah, he was arrested and charged for warning members of a drug cartel when they're about to be caught. That's sweet.
Smart bird.
The parrot was said to have been sending out alerts as police were conducting an undercover raid. The warning in Spanish translated to run, run, the cat is going to get you. The police said Lorenzo is one of about 1,700 trained parrots for the cartel. All right, so when Kim Kardashian had flour thrown on her on the red carpet, do you remember this? Kardashian discussed that she was willing to get flour bombed before the event to promote her True Reflection perfume. Have you worn that?
Every night.
Yeah, how much dick do you get for that?
Oh, all the dick.
You're going to be fine, you're going to be safe, but we're going to create a media moment. So, reality TV shows you didn't know were staged. I thought they were all fucking staged at this fucking point.
I mean, the vast majority of them are.
Ghost Hunters. I guess that's fake. Jerry Springer Show. That was fake. I personally still know two people that were on. Well, one on Springer, one on Maury.
Oh, okay. So the one on Maury, did she ever find out who the father was?
Believe it or not, it wasn't my buddy who's a rapper. He was not it, and he acted very jubilant when he found out it was not him.
Of course, that's in the script.
Yeah, bitch, you know, whatever he said.
Bust it out in lyrics. Yeah. Lyrical what's up, domination.
Bitch, not my baby. Fuck you, bitch, not my lady. Fixer Upper I guess they're not fixing them up. You know what I mean? The owners will only keep Joanna Gaines' carefully arranged decor and furniture if they pay for it. Oh, so they go in and... Well, that makes sense. Because did you ever think about, like, Bar Rescue? Like, he doesn't just do that out of the kindness of his fucking heart, right?
They actually did one of those in...
They've had them in the area.
Yeah. Sticks and Stones at 24 and 29... Or 24 and Sterling. Taffer come in and did that one, Bar Rescue. And I think the way that it works is he takes like a portion of the profits. You have to sign a contract with him. And I don't know how long that contract lasts.
Right.
But I, from my understanding, it's pretty substantial.
Britain's Got Talent. That was fake. Obviously, no one in Britain has fucking talent. Love Island. The Hills. Last Comic Standing. The Apprentice. Oh, the Donald.
No. Say it ain't so.
Speaking of 69, 17 traits that you think men find attractive, but they actually don't.
I know all these.
Trust me, having a kid, most of us don't find that attractive, but fucking El Tejon.
Hey, listen.
Hey, are you,
I know that you're...
Is your dad involved?
I know you're sexually active.
Let's go through some here. I'm not going to go through... Looking too young. Guys don't like that? How about looking too fucking old?
There's got to be a balance in there somewhere.
Right? Well, would you rather have, let's see, right now, what are you, 48 or so? Would you rather have, and you go for what, 18 and under, right? So would you rather have someone that looks 10 years younger or 10 years older? Like if you're like, hey, man, look at that piece of ass I'm stroking on every night. And yeah, I go, oh, yeah, she looks 50. And she's 30?
No, fuck no.
A woman that's always dieting. Not sexy to men. Are you sure?
I tell you, there are some people who can get a little overly fanatical about... I mean, I understand if you're somebody who's like a fitness freak or a health freak, you want somebody who shares a similar interest. Right? So it probably doesn't work out if you're going to date, you know, a guy that's like, you know, 5'8", 480, and here you are, you know, 5'9", 128 pounds.
5'8", 480. Fake eyebrows. I'm actually in on this. They can look fucked up to where it's not exactly the yes. hottest thing ever.
And it seems like younger and younger people are doing fake eyebrows.
Yeah, just they'll have like a swastika above their eye or whatever. No, it's not hot.
No.
Or like the Chargers logo or some shit. Oh, shit. This one hits home. Spending like there's no tomorrow. Okay. Fucking A.
Right. Yeah, we got limited income here, bitch. Calm the fuck
Even
down.
If you don't, calm the fuck down.
Well, true.
Being too funny. Guys want to be the funny ones.
I don't mind if a woman's funny.
I mean, none of them are, though, so you don't have to worry about that.
Right. Funny looking.
Yeah.
And slow. Means they can't run away from me.
Ugg boots.
Oh, there is a time and a place.
For oh, yeah, there is. And that's the bedroom.
Yeah. It's not every day when we go out to eat.
There's a reason I don't pay the light bill.
You don't want to see those Ugg boots.
Fuck no. Certain tattoos. I'm with that. I'm not a huge, not a huge tattoo on women guy, but that's just.
Yeah. I don't mind like a tattoo here and there, you know, tactically placed. I'm not into sleeves down legs or down your arms. You know, even now, like you remember the rage back in the day was, we called them tramp stamps.
Yeah.
Those were huge. Oh, yeah. And now it's just like, okay. It's a little much.
Would you ever even consider dating a chick with dog paws on her sides?
I did.
Oh.
One would.
Yeah.
God.
Too much makeup?
It's gaudy.
Fucking not enough most of the time, right? Some of these bitches.
So is there such a thing as too much?
Just you need more. Contour, bitch. Not having a group of friends. that I think that can happen.
True.
Like the girl with dog paws on her sides.
Yeah.
She very much just wanted.
She didn't have a social life, so she latched onto me.
Yeah.
I couldn't take a shit without her trying to bust the door down.
What's going on?
What are you doing in
What's
there?
What's that smell? Is that shit? Will you fuck me in there while you... A British lawmaker has denied digitally removing Boris Johnson from a photograph of the pair visiting a spaceport. Has that ever happened to you? Have you a... I mean, I don't think it has happened to me. But you know, like, sometimes on Facebook, you'll see someone's profile picture or a picture, and it's pretty fucking obvious they were right by somebody. Because you can see their shoulder or, like, mm-hmm. the chin or, you know, like a little bit of forehead.
Cropped out.
Yeah, have you ever been cropped out?
I'm sure I have.
Well, I mean, just not aware of it, though?
Yeah, I mean, maybe I saw it a long time ago and, like, maybe an ex's profile pic and...
Can you believe that they still use that pic, though? They're like, damn, I look so fucking good.
Right. We're talking, it was like 20 years ago, bitch.
Yeah. It just cropped
like,
me out.
Update the fact that you're, you know, obese, quadriplegic.